Yeah, hi, my name is Joe Tufo, and I'm the Managing Director of Cash Flow Specialists. This is a special recording that will tell you who we are, what we do, how we do it, and how we may be of service to you. First of all, Cash Flow Specialists is a full-service finder, business consultant, intermediary, and funding source. So let me stop right there. What is a finder? What we do is we find money. We find money. I don't care what it is. I know how to find money. And we also function as a business consultant. I have, over the last, I graduated college April 26th, 1972. So as of that this recording, that was more than 36 years ago. I have two undergraduate degrees, and then I was a dual doctoral candidate, and I gave that up and went into a management program with Walgreen Drug Company, worked for them for 11 years, managed a few stores, went from there into the insurance business, owned a large insurance agency and brokerage for 22 years, was simultaneously securities license series 7 and 63, screwed up, cost me millions of dollars, started this company, Cash Flow Specialists, July 1st, 1999. And so I guess we could say we've been in business now for two millennia. Not many, I guess a lot of people can probably say that today. In addition to that, I could say that we've been in business for two decades because of the 90s and the 2000s, soon to be three decades. But the bottom line is, all kidding aside, I know how to find money. Now, do I get it all the time? No, but I get it more than most people do. In addition to that, we are an intermediary. What does that mean? Well, we negotiate on your behalf. I teach you the steps that you need to accomplish in order to be funded. It's just like one of the things that I teach is the four key ingredients to funding, and those four ingredients are: number one, you got to have a powerful executive summary, not to exceed four pages. We have executive summary templates that work, and they're prompted. They tell you exactly what to put where. You'd be shocked. We've gotten here over the years hundreds, thousands of executive summaries. I would say that as many as 9 out of 10 don't even have the basics like contact information on them, or they just ramble on and on. They could be 30, 40, 50, 80, 150 pages long. Folks, that's not an executive summary. Second of all, you got to have bios of all the key people. I have gotten people funded that are relatively new in business, a couple of years or less, where they only had a couple million dollars or less in gross sales, and I've gotten them $50, $100 million or more because they had strong bios. They had the experience. They may not have been in business very long, but I got them to put together testimonial letters from people that they had done work for in the past. And so we got them to get testimonial letters, copies of licenses, copies of awards, copies of commendations, copies of newspaper articles. We've gotten them to really put together, if you will, a curriculum vitae on themselves that discussed all of their accomplishments and their credentials, as well as all those as part of their advisory team. Third, you got to have a detailed use of funds. I can't tell you how many times not only has the executive summary been wrong in many different areas, but the detailed use of funds needs to justify the amount of money that you're looking for. The fourth key ingredient is a minimum five-year pro forma. Pro forma is a forecast, what you're going to do in the future, and it also tells the funding source how you're going to take and pay them back. Now, I am very well read. I'm just going to get my hands on a couple of different books. I have I have a huge library, folks. I don't watch TV. I've not had a television hooked up to cable in, I don't know, 20, 25 years. I think now that I think back on it, it's been 23 and a half years since I've had it hooked up, because I just, There are so many fascinating books out there to take and read. One of the books that I picked up, this was some time ago, that I would encourage you, if you're looking for large project funding to obtain, is called Collateralized Debt Obligations and Structured Finance, New Developments in Cash and Synthetic Securitization by Janet M. Tavakoli. The ISBN number is 0-471-46220-9. Retail price in the book is $90. I bought it through Amazon. It cost me $56.70. This is how we get, this is how the fellow that I just got through describing how we got him the $50 million. It's how I've gotten other people $125 million. The end of next month, we have one gentleman that we're funding two different projects for, one at $126 million, one at $151 million. I can go on and on down the list. Since the beginning of 2008, I am recording this on Father's Day, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, June 15th, 2008. Haven't heard from my kids yet. Kids, you got to call Daddy and say Happy Father's Day. At any rate, by the way, I am 57 years old. We have three adopted children. Jennifer, 20, is married. She called me yesterday. We were very close and called me a couple of times yesterday. And she is married. And then we have two other children, Katie, 10, and Michael, 8. And so they're special children. And I'm here at the office recording this for you. So we are a full-service finder, business consultant, intermediary, and funding source. I have run two multi-billion-dollar mortgage companies in California as a sales manager. I also was president of a funding company in Los Angeles. So I know what these presentations need to look like. And over the years, with a securities license, raised hundreds of millions of dollars in equity. And then in the mortgage business, either as a sales manager, directly or indirectly, closing billions of dollars worth of loans, because the companies that I represented, we closed $3 to $5 billion a year in loans. Here in this company, so far this year, we've had, it's just under $9 billion approved and or funded. And just because somebody gets approved doesn't mean that they will accept the proposal, they might change their mind. There's all kinds of different situations. And in some cases, they get approved, and then they go out and do something stupid because they didn't listen, and then they get the funding retracted. That happens as well. And if you don't believe me, let me tell you something. 262 U.S. lenders have imploded since the fall of 2006. So in less than 2 years' time, 262 mortgage companies have gone out of business. So what we do primarily is we, and I'll read this to you, cash flow specialist is a full-service finder, business consultant, intermediary, and funding source for global projects. So we have done things on a global basis. Alternative energy, boy, I've gotten stuff approved that's been ethanol plants, biodiesel. Now we're doing a coal regentrification project. We've done wind farms, solar applications. Just there's so many fascinating things happening in that area. Green concepts recycling. Again, we're involved in projects there. Mineral rights. We have a way to monetize mines. We have a way to monetize quarries. So usually in that case, people will end up, we can get them funding somewhere between 6 to 10% of the geological survey value of what that mine or quarry might be. So if a quarry, let's say a quarry was a gravel pit and it I don't know, quartz or granite or whatever you want it to be, and it was determined that the value of that was $1 billion, then we can get that business somewhere between $60 to $100 million. If that were a gold mine or a silver mine or a platinum or rhodium, I don't know, if something else was a byproduct and it was worth $5 billion, we can get them somewhere between $300 to $500 million. So just so you know, we know how to do those things. Humanitarian, we have We have a working relationship at Source D on our matrix with a foundation. That the deals that are closing the latter part of next month, the 151, 126 million. There's another one closing in August for $200 million through that same source. A couple of these ethanol and biodiesel plants are going through there, and they're $350 to $450 million apiece. What happens is we get them funded first with a hedge fund, and then a couple months later, we get the debt forgiven through a foundation. Now, it's true that they have to give up some equity, but that's not too shabby. You give up 10, 20, 30% of equity in exchange for having the debt totally forgiven. Hotel resort, we're doing hotel resort properties throughout the world. Now, we also do dinky stuff. We do stuff like merchant cash advance, unsecured working capital. As of this recording, we have two programs. We have one program that goes from $25,000 to $1 million, and we have various programs, and the highlights are no collateral required up to $300,000. Beyond that, collateral is required. The line is revolving. It's interest-only payments. Stated up to $200,000, full documentation above $200,000, rates as low as 3%. So as of this recording, that's prime minus 2%. And it's credit score driven. It goes all the way up to prime plus 10. So prime plus 10 as of this recording, it'd be 15%. Use of funds for any purpose, working capital, business expansion, seasonal decline, emergency funds, etc. You got to have a minimum 680 FICO score on all three bureaus. This isn't a mid-score. I had a banker call me the other day. He says, Joe, I got a prospect for you. And I said, what's the credit score? He says, 681. I said, 681? He says, yeah, just borderline, just major program. I said, I want all three scores. Well, all three scores were 675, 681, and 683. And I said, he's not going to be eligible. He's got to have a 680 minimum on all three bureaus, no mid-score stuff. Then you got to be in business 2 years. We charge on that program 1% is a commitment consultation fee, which is fully earned, non-refundable, $500 minimum, $15,000 maximum per project. So, folks, let's talk about that for just a minute. I don't work for free. You know, I've earned millions, tens of millions of dollars in, well, I don't know if it's tens of millions. I guess if you took average income a year, I don't know, that's probably right. I probably made in my career $15 million, $20 million, something like that. And this year I'll do that. So this unsecured product is hot. It, simply put, it may be the best business line of credit product on the market today. Please remember that rates and terms will vary by deal. The stronger the deal, the better the terms, and we close these deals quickly in 3 to 5 weeks. We have a second program. That one there is going to roll out next month. It's officially going to come out on or about July 4th. I know it's a holiday, but it's also a Friday. That one there is either $1.5 million or it's a $3 million. It's not, you know, $1.5 to $3 million. It's either $1.5 million or it's a $3 million limit. That one there, incidentally, that first one, the funding source charges 2 points, of which they pay two of those points to us. I pay one to the referral partner. Our business, folks, is 100% by referral. You may have been referred to us by your attorney, CPA, financial planner, insurance agent or broker, loan agent or broker. It may have been a commercial realtor. It may have been a banker. It may have been somebody in the business valuation business. It may have been an architect. I think that if I measured over the last 9 or 10 years, almost 100% of our business is by referral. So I don't solicit business. If you came to me, you were referred by me. I am not a miracle worker. About a third of what crosses my desk, I can fund. Another one-third is DOA, kind of like that banker who referred that guy on the unsecured line. That banker was under the impression, he was so used to mid-scores, he just didn't bother to read that piece that I sent out. So And then the final one-third has got to go through some form of remediation. There's something broken. And that can take hours or days or weeks or months, or in some cases it could take years before it gets fixed. Now, I've just solidified a relationship. We had had a relationship before with a credit restoration company, which is really an excellent company, but they got busy. And whenever I call, I get stuck in voicemail hell, and I don't like that. So I happen to have gotten a phone call last week. I have been a speaker on the national stages for a long time. I'm not a professional speaker, but I've spoken in front of large groups. I guess the smallest group were the home Bible studies that I taught that had, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 people in them, all the way up to I taught at university. I taught in church for 19 years, and I taught probably 1,000 people in the mortgage business. So I do speak. I've been on the radio before. As a matter of fact, I have a boom mic here. It's a Samson. I'm not recording this on the Samson. I'm recording this live on the telephone right now. But I have a C01U USB studio condenser mic right here next to my desk, because some of the things I record in Ambrosia software. We're doing some ebooks and we're doing some recordings and some courses. I'm in the process of writing a book right now on funding. You see, understanding the way to borrow money is priceless to your business. And the steps to loan funding have been proven time and time again. And so just to give you an excerpt, and I'll go back on the credit stuff. I'm going to be in this book. I'm writing about the executive summary, how to fill it out properly, and then we're going to do individual recordings on this. The importance of having a relationship with a lender, the credit report, and incidentally, when you work with me, I encourage you to go to either truecredit.com or myfico.com. You go run your own credit. If you run it, it's a soft inquiry, and it doesn't count against you. If I run it, it counts as an inquiry. And until a couple of years ago, they used to aggregate all that stuff over a 30-day period of time and count it as one inquiry. They don't do that anymore because of the debacle within the markets right now on funding. And so if you go and you take and you run your own credit, it's a soft inquiry. If I run it, it's a hard inquiry. It's going to ding your score 1%. In this book, I always ask you to take lots of photos of the operation because the underwriter has no way to take and judge. They see a picture, and then it becomes more personable, and those photos all ought to be in color. And then you go and you make sure you have a board of advisors. You know, I believe it's in Proverbs 27, it says, "In the multitude of counselors, there is great wisdom." So you want to go and you want to retain for yourself a board of advisors with a number of different people that are seasoned people within the areas of your business that you need. So you should have a CPA, you should have a financial planner, you should have a business attorney, you should take and maybe have an exit strategist, you should have somebody like me that knows how to take and find money, you should have a CFO, you should have a COO, a CTO. So a CFO is a chief financial officer. A COO is a chief operating officer. CEO, a chief executive officer. CTO, chief technology officer. And there may be a few other people. By the way, I have a little mini script here, but most of this I'm just doing, speaking extemporaneously. Then you should have significant professional relationships, a list of all those people that you have influenced over your life, because those are people that can become character references for you. Any acknowledgments that you've received, like I mentioned earlier, you want to make sure that you include those. So if you've been written up in the newspaper or on TV or radio or you have books to your name, then you want to take and include that. You want to have your financial statements in there, both your personal as well as your business. You want to have a full-blown copy of your business plan. You want a detailed use of funds. You want the bios on all the key individuals. And then you want that five-year pro forma. Now, going back on the credit stuff, if you want to engage with me, I prefer if you have a minimum 680 FICO score on all the bureaus. It's not just for the unsecured business line of credit. It's for anything that we take and do with you from a business perspective. And if you don't have that, then we've solidified a relationship with a national company. He's going to charge you $1,495 for a single person. If you do what he tells you to do, within the course of a year, you'll bump your FICO score by 60 to 100 points. For a married couple, he'll charge you $1,995. And again, if he doesn't get any results, he's got a 100% money back guarantee. So again, he's putting together. As a matter of fact, he and I spoke yesterday. I got his cell phone. I mean, this week we probably been putting this thing together for you. We've probably been on the phone a half a dozen different times. He's putting together a website for us right now. This is serious, folks. Right now, 80% of the people that come to us, their credit is so bad that the scores are under 680. It's delaying the funding time, and a lot of you just simply aren't qualifying today because your credit sucks, and you're going to have to. If you're going to play with me, you're going to have to invest the money. You're going to have to do what I tell you to do, because I've had great success in getting people funded. So we've covered that. So let's move on. We are open 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday Pacific. So I'm in the office at 7 o'clock in the morning. Now, just because the phone rings doesn't mean I'm going to answer it. So let me cover that. 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. does not mean that you call me at 4:30 in the morning and expect to get me. You're not going to get me. I'm sawing logs. And I do get up early, but I have a private life, too. And I get up. Usually I'm up somewhere between 5 to 5:30. I don't have an alarm. I just wake up. The first thing I do when I wake up is I roll out of bed and I fall on my knees and I pray. I pray a minimum of twice a day. Many times when I have a mental block over a folder, I'll pray. I'll lay hands on the folder. I'll say, Lord God, I am not the smartest man in the world. I'm trying so hard to make this thing work. But I have a blind spot, Lord. Please fill me with your wisdom so that I know the proper path and I know exactly how to put this together. Now, if you heard crack in my voice, it's because that's how I pray. I have an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you have a hard time with that, then you don't want to do business with me. I'm a religious person. I believe in God. I worship God. I start my morning in prayer. I do a quiet time in the morning where I read my Bible. I meditate. I pray for my family. I pray. I have a prayer journal next to my desk, and I take it to bed with me at night because I pray before I go to bed. And I pray in the morning, and then I pray during the day because there are people with needs. I ask God, I say, Lord God, I wait in expectation for how you're going to use me today to further your kingdom here on earth. Okay, we are located in Concord, California. The city has got maybe 125,000 people. It's the most populated city here in this county, which is Contra Costa County. We are 35 miles due east of San Francisco. We were founded in July 1999 by me. Offices originally were in Reno, Nevada and Alamo, California. Alamo is an affluent community. I lived there for 27 years, and then I moved to Concord. It was 21 months ago. Anyway, you can leave a voicemail message 24/7. I return calls to priority clients and referral partners first and then to others in orders of availability. I reserve 5 hours of my day to facilitate the funding process for committed clients. Morning calls are returned 11 a.m. to 12 noon, and afternoon calls are returned after 4 o'clock. Alternatively, you can send an email to help@joetufo.com. Your email will generate a support ticket and send you a ticket number so that you can check into the support system. Your email to me will not get lost. Alternatively, you can send an email to joe@joetufo.com that goes into a Google account. As of this recording, I have a lot of emails that I haven't even gotten to. I think it's 17,000 I'll tell you, it's embarrassing. That's just this account. There's 17,203 that I have not opened up. In addition, there's Earthlink, and then there's an AT&T account, and then there's a Mac account. And I'm telling you, I get thousands of emails every day, and I focus my time on clients that are committed to me. And so I am both a certified capital specialist and a certified cash flow consultant. I charge $1,000 an hour for my time. We have a 1% commitment consultation fee, $500 minimum, $15,000 maximum per project, just so we're crystal clear on that. So you bring me three projects, it's going to be three projects, and then whatever the value is per project, and it's $500 minimum, $15,000 maximum per project. I suggest you bring me one project at a time. Let me get it funded, then we'll go on to project number two. In addition, we're paid a success fee when we obtain funding. Most clients pay us somewhere between 1.5% to 3% for debt funding, and then they usually give us, and then, of course, if it's equity funding, it's the same thing. And then they usually give us 2% to 6% equities in their company, especially if they want an ongoing business relationship. I mean, all day long, I hear, where were you 5 years ago? Where were you 2 years ago? Where were you 6 months ago? You know why? Because most of the people that are in the mortgage business were never trained. Most of the people in the funding business, they don't have a library. They don't even know what a library is. I must get, on a monthly basis, I probably get 30 or 35 business publications. Because I sold bank stocks for 13 years, I still get 3 or 4 banking publications in here every month. I get East Bay Business Times. I get Forbes, I get Fortune, I get Investment Consultant, CEO, I get a lot of magazines. And when you get my credentials, you get a list, a partial list of the subscriptions. I read every, 2 or 3 days I read a business book. I probably in the last year read over 100 business books, and my library here has over 2,000 books in it. People that come here, and of course they pay. They come, they spend an hour, they pay me $1,000. And by the way, if you pay me, you're going to pay me by cashier's check, money order, or a wire to my Bank of America account. I do not accept company checks. I do not take credit cards. And I just, I'm sorry, been there, done that. I mean, I've had people looking for $100 million write me a check for, I don't know, whatever the fee is, bam, bounced a check. I mean, it's just amazing, just absolutely amazing to me. So if you want to meet me in person, you got to prepay by cashier's check, money order, or bank wire. I've had people meet me at the local Concord Hilton, which is, 2 or 3 miles away, nice, beautiful hotel, and they just bring cash. They just bring me cash, or they bring me a money order, or they bring me a cashier's check, or they wire money to my Bank of America account and bring me a copy of the receipt, and then, of course, I verify that it's there. I just can't waste time. I don't invoice people. I don't do deals. If you want to do business with me, you do business my way. I don't do business your way. I do business my way. You conform to my way of doing things, we'll get along swell. You want me to conform to your way of doing things, I mean, if it's reasonable, I'll do it, but most people just, they don't have a clue. They have absolutely no clue how to get this stuff done, but I do. Now, if you want me to travel to you, you're going to prepay me a minimum of 3 days at $10,000 a day. Remember, I work a 10-hour workday, 7 to 5. So it's $1,000 an hour times 10 hours times 3 days, because it's going to take me most likely a day or a better part of a day to get to you, and then a day with you, and then a day coming back. So you're going to pay me a minimum 3 days, $10,000 a day, plus you're going to pay for first-class round-trip air. So you're going to book the flight, tell me where to be. If it's a transfer where you're going to have a limo come pick me up, you know, like a livery car come pick me up, I'm not getting on some, banged-up bus with 14 other people. You can forget about that. Because I drive a Cadillac here, you're going to get me a Cadillac or a similar vehicle. You're not going to get me a Geo Metro or anything like that. That's not going to float my boat. And then you're going to get me accommodations at a Marriott, Embassy Suites, Westin, or a similar property. I'm not traveling all that way to stay in a Motel 6. That's not going to work for me. So having raised hundreds of millions of dollars in equity and having funded directly or indirectly billions in loans, my time is at a premium. I don't work for free. So this business of, well, you know, you're gonna get paid a commission. Yeah, I am. If I get you funded, if you don't screw things up. I've gotten people approved, and then they don't follow through with the stuff that they need to take and do. I'm not going to get penalized for that. Life is too short. In addition to that, whatever the fee is that you pay me, I'm going to credit that against the commission earned. So if on the dinky little unsecured business line of credit you look for $200,000, you're going to pay me $2,000 up front, I'm going to get paid 2 points on the deal. 1 point of it is going to go back to you. So I'll just instruct the paymaster to credit you back the 1 point, or if he pays me, I'll just cut you back a check and get it back to you, okay? That's how that stuff there works. So folks who come to me and they say, I want you to work for free, and I want you to put in 50 hours or 100 hours, that just doesn't work. The ones that pay the $15,000, what they get is they get up to an hour a month live with me where I coach them, where I mentor them, where I encourage them, where I teach them. So let's go over just in closing just a few more bullet points. We have websites up. It's a little modest one at cashflowspecialist.net. We have the other one up, the teaching site at mortgagerefinancinggroup.com. We have dozens, not dozens, we probably have 6 or 7 or 8 other sites. Once you become a client, we pop everything. We have a project site where we give you access to. And so you'll have that for yourself. And we have done everything from dinky little merchant cash advances of $15,000 up to millions to billions of dollars for global projects. We have a huge database of venture capital firms, angel, private investors, and dozens of companies for other types of sources. I believe it's a total of 381 vendors that we've spoken to or funded deals with over the years. Global commercial real estate loans, we can go from $10 million to $50 billion. We took in one project last week that is $43 billion. Of course, I closed that. I could close up shop, I guess, then and retire, but it's not really going to work for me. Unsecured commercial loans from $25,000 to $10 million. Merchant cash advance, $15,000 to $6 million. Receivables factoring, no limit. Other commercial asset-based lending, real estate development, $10 million to $50 billion. Then we can leverage other assets. I mentioned the monetization of mines, factoring, asset-based lending, secured asset financing, accounts receivable funding, equipment financing and leasing, government secured financing, venture capital. Most of our business is done by phone, fax, overnight mail, and email. Some choose to meet with us, and again, $1,000 an hour. It's $250 every 15 minutes is how it is. So if you only want 15 minutes, you're going to just pay me $250. If you want an hour, you're going to pay me $1,000. You want 5 hours, you're going to pay me $5,000. We prefer to meet you at a restaurant or hotel in Concord, California. All consulting fees are applied as a credit to commissions earned on any loan product with no time limitation. And we have other consultative services that are available. We do live calling from time to time that you can subscribe to for a fee and participate in. And what we need in order to take and do business is we need you to sign our non-compete, non-disclosure. It's a mutual form. We need you to sign our fee agreement. We've had people say, okay, I'll send it to you, and then they never do. So we aren't going to even start anything until after people take and do that. I hope that that gives you a pretty good overview on who we are, what we do, how we do it. We hope to be of service to you. What we're actually looking to have within the next couple of years, a couple hundred clients, and then we're going to just close our doors to new clients, because by then we'll be on the boards of several companies and